I do not think about it at all. Once it passed from the front pages and into the salacious idiocy of the gossip columns, I paid no attention. I persisted. Ah, but have there not been suggestions of foul play, or of extortions, or of illicit love affairs? Surely those rumours must have piqued your interest. Really, Watson, he said with annoyed exasperation, what in heaven's name makes you think I would be attracted to yet another pathetic marital disaster among our parasitical nobility, and why on earth are you bothering me about it? Oh, no reason, I paused and then continued. Very well, I admit, Holmes, there is a rather important reason, and I do think you should hear it out. Holmes tossed down his journal and glared at me. Fine, then, out with it. Please speak your piece and let me return to a profitable use of my time. The reason, my dear Holmes, is that Lord St. Simon is standing beside his carriage on the pavement in front of our door. I fully suspect that he is about to knock on it and will appear in this room within the next 2 minutes. Holmes did not pick up his journal, but stood and came to the window. Indeed, it is the charlatan himself. Let us listen to his tale of self-aggrandized and self-inflicted woe and send him on his way. I began to scurry around the room and tidy up the...